As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got our six guns blazing this morning going against all the cyber criminals. But we definitely have breakfast on the table. We got coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution, as always, in the air, and I hope you will be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, March the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Thanks, we've got all the gremlins swimming in the right direction. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And, of course, my name is William Roberts. Once again, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. Got a bunch of stuff on the plate today. Actually, I had a whole gob and a bunch of news in mind for this morning. And as I was browsing my way around, as it is often the case to do, getting ready for these broadcasts each and every morning, I opened up somebody's window and immediately my computers were attacked. That's these marketing pukes that are out there always trying to sell their antivirus software that create the viruses. Rotten batards. Anyway, so I'm going to have to figure out what I need to do to get my other computer up and running again. And we certainly can't do that during the air. So even though I had a browser load of news for you, we're going to go into other things today. So do stick around for that. Lots of stuff. I might even dive into the world of masonry. I don't know. Still trying to make up my mind recovering from this very tedious first half hour or so. Let's go to that market report for Friday, March the 5th. 2010, active trading out of New York City, and boy, was this report hard to get down. I was getting all of this information off of the web and being assaulted on every side and watching all kinds of things develop on my screen that I'd never seen before. But anywho, gold this morning up $1.10 at $1,133.60. Silver was up 9 cents at $17.22. Platinum up off $5 at $15.72, and palladium up $6 at $464 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,126.50 for a low, $1,137.50 for a high. One of the articles I wanted to discuss this morning was in regards to some of the many prognosticators that are out there in the gold markets, talking about gold going back to its recent record high in the 1,200 area. It may very well do that. We'll see what happens. But again, at $1,133.60, your gold is up $199.90. year to year for a 21.44% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Picks this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association set the price of gold at $1,135. We're trading about a dollar and change below that right now. The State Street Global Advisors, SPDR Gold Shares, they're holding about 1,115.51 tons of gold, ostensibly, reportedly. However you want to take that with a grain of salt, but at a street value on State Street, a street value of $40.68 billion. Just keep that in mind. You know, that spider that's hanging out there on the corner of the web with these exchange-traded funds in New York and Singapore and, what is it, in Japan, and there's one other one, China maybe. These exchange-traded funds pose a little bit of a risk for the gold market. These guys are playing funny money stock shares with gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 47 at 10,444. The NASDAQ was up 12 at 2,292. And the S&P closed up 4 at 1,123. Crude oil this morning, big jump upwards, up $1.22 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading at 81.43. And the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, again, you can go to the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website and find out all about the USDX. Everybody talks about the dollar going up, the dollar going down. Well, this seems to be what they call the dollar. At least this is the dollar index, a trade-weighted basket of currencies. But it goes up 20 basis points this morning at 80.75. In the foreign exchange market, we're looking at a move upward of 36 basis points for the Canadian loonie, yet it still trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 41 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro running $1.35, moving down 37 basis points. Likewise, the British pound loses 12 basis points, trades at $1.50. And that Swiss franc down as well, off 30 basis points, trading at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond is running 0.90%, the 10-year is at 3.66, and the 30 at 4.59. Now, if you're in the market for mortgages, the markets seem to be continuing to soften. The 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.49 a month ago to 4.36%. So if you're going to be out there looking for a mortgage, and I just really recommend that you stay away from adjustable rate mortgages, especially in this volatile economic climate that we're in. But if you do need to secure a mortgage of 15 years running at about 4.36% plus points in interest, other things, origination fees, closing costs, all that stuff. But anyway, the 30-year moves down from 5.05% to 5.01%, and that's the market news for today. Go back and do a little bit more and close out one particular section that I wanted to finish on the history of law. Again, we're working out of Principles of Law, 9th edition, Dillaboo and Howards. This has to do with abandoned and lost property, abandoned, mislaid, and lost property. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Property that is said to be abandoned whenever it is discarded by the true owner, who at that time has no intention of reclaiming it. Such property belongs to the first individual, reducing it to possession. And so again, possession is 9/10 of the law, or 9 points of the law is what they say. And that's important. We also discussed yesterday, or day before yesterday, multiple ownership. Title to personal property may be held by two or more people, as a husband and wife, for instance. Such owners may be tenants in common or joint tenants. this is another one of these principles. There's lots of details when it gets into commercial law. It also a lot of details when we get into the laws of property. And many of these ideas are ancient in origin. We'll talk a little bit about the ancient status of that, the nature of that, in a moment. But again, title to personal property may be held by two or more people, and such owners may be tenants in common or joint tenants. If the owners are tenants in common, they're entitled to equal use of the property or to their portion of the income derived from it. Tenants in common. Equal use of the property. Access to the incomes derived from it. In the event of the death of one of the co-owners, his share in the property passes to the executor named in the will or to the administrator of his estate. Once again, it just points up the importance of laying out very carefully some kind of a will. If you don't have one, you might give it some thought. None of us last forever. If you've got any people that you're in business with or heirs, you know, people that you would like to leave or bequeath your estate to, it's so good, so wise to get it out on paper and get it recorded and set aside someplace, notarial seals and everything affixed properly, so that it facilitates the transfer without having to go through the court system. Just really to your advantage. It doesn't cost much, doesn't take much time, and there are kits available at Office Depot. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Once again, looking at this idea, this concept of personal property and the personal property ownership, part of the reason why I'm bringing your attention to this book, Principles of Business Law, it's three or four fold. One of them is because I'm reading it. Very lengthy, slow, tedious read. But it gives me an understanding, at least a little bit, about what would be anticipated if you were to enroll in a course of law, a study of law at a quality institution where there was no rush for semesters and quarters and all of that, the depth that you can go into these various studies. But certainly in this particular case, I really had no idea that the study of the Uniform Commercial Code was as developed as it is, and especially in this book, and its impact across just about everything that we touch in life. Of course, we talked with the authors in regards to their book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. And there we found the idea of the law merchant, Lex Mercatori. Of course, I've known of it a long time, but they mention it there in their book. They talk about admiralty and maritime law. It all has to do with confusion. And in this particular section, we do look at various parts and pieces and understandings, relationships with personal property and real property. But one of the values that this book brings to the table, really, is that it ties together these various sections of the Uniform Commercial Code together with case law decisions from the justices, together with many of the definitions that are used inside of this particular branch of law, and it also provides test questions and things like that to see whether or not you got it. But I just want to share with you again, just quickly, a very brief segment on in regards to personal property and in regards to confusion. And then we'll look at a case here that'll help you to understand a little bit about what we talk about when we say stare decisis or stare decisis, the idea of just judge-made law. And then we'll maybe talk a little bit about do courts have lawmaking powers. Let's just go with it. Property of such a character that one unit may not be distinguished from another until from another unit, and that is usually sold by weight or measure, is known as fungible property. So this idea of fungible property and property of such a character, which we've reviewed, we're just kind of reviewing what we spoke of the day before yesterday. It's like having, you're in a bread making factory, for instance, and if you just take a flip over a loaf of bread and look at the ingredients list, you'll see that there are a great many, unfortunately, ingredients in modern bread, none of which, in my opinion, very few of which, in my opinion, have anything to do with making a bread. But you've got all of this commingling. It's all of these various parts and ingredients that have been added. And then so you come to this idea of confusing them all together. Who owns what? Whose interest is where? And as we discovered, that the one that has the most, let's say that in those ingredients, that list of ingredients, flour, ostensibly, wheat flour, being the principal ingredient, really the property of the bread falls to them, because whoever has the wheat, because it holds the greatest share of the loaf of bread. That kind of idea along that way. A confusion of goods which results from wrongful conduct of one of the parties causes the title to the total mass to pass to the innocent party. If the mixture is divisible, and certainly you can't divide up all of the ingredients out of a loaf of bread once you put it in the mixer, could you? Can't take all the ingredients out of a loaf of bread once it's been baked and put in a bag. You're going to pretty much take the whole loaf or none of it. But again, confusion of goods which results from the wrongful conduct of one of the parties causes the title to the total mass to pass to the innocent party. If the mixture is divisible, an exception exists, and the wrongdoer, if he is able to show that the resultant mass is equal in value per unit to that of the innocent party, is able to recover his share. So if you were dealing with nuts and bolts and screws and washers or nails or things like that, conceivably, unless you've used those nuts and bolts and screws and nails to build a house or something else, you would be able to claim as your personal property, you could get your share of those nails and screws and nuts and bolts back. Not so when you're dealing with things like making, you know, grains or hay or logs or wine or oil or other similar articles. So, coming down, it drops down. If two masses are added together and the wrongdoer can only establish his proportion of one mass, he's entitled to that proportion of the combined mass. Now, here's a, they refer to this appeal court case. It's Troop versus St. Louis Union Trust Company. Let's go through that. The citation on that is 166 Northeast 2nd, probably the 2nd District, 116 Illinois, 1960. Now just listen. It's only a couple of paragraphs. But this is, the law, how law is made by courts, how they come up with their decisions. Plaintiff, Troop, the owner of a 3/4 working interest in an oil and gas lease, and the manager of it sued the defendant, the owner of the other 1/4, to foreclose a partnership lien because the defendant had not paid his share of the operating expenses for 8 years. Plaintiff also owned another lease and had commingled the oil of the two leases. Defendant counterclaimed and asserted that he was entitled to 1/4 of the total oil as commingled. The trial court held that defendant was entitled to 1/4 of the total oil from both leases and plaintiff appeals. So this is an appeals court, an appellate court, and this is a decision that was rendered out of this appeal from a Justice Scheinemann. And this is how he writes. And understand, at least as my understanding is, they write very, very carefully because they know that this decision, once it's logged down and set in, will be there for a long time. And many other cases may point back to this and use this as grounds for their decisions. And so they have to be very careful in the way that they phrase and state their opinions. Well, here's the opinion of Justice Scheinemann. The doctrine of confusion of goods has been a part of English and American law for continuous centuries. All right? It's not my opinion here that we're talking about when I say that I've read and I've studied this stuff and I've run across it in texts that go back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Okay, so the doctrine of confusion of goods has been a part of English and American law for continuous centuries. In other words, no breaks. It applies to any type of goods of such uniformity that after mixing, there is no possibility of identification of the component parts. If the proportionate parts are not ascertainable, equity will declare the innocent party owner of the whole. When the commingling is proved, the burden of going forward with evidence to show the correct proportions is on the party who commingled. In the absence of such proof, he bears the whole loss. This appears to be the first case in a court of review in this state, again we're talking about Illinois, substance to which the doctrine applies. It has been so applied in other states. We cite only one of these cases which bears some resemblance to this case. Now we're going to cite another case, and that is Stone versus the Marshall Oil Company, 208 Pennsylvania 85. Stick it right there and move along to another topic.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so what I've done then is just take a very simple little concept, the idea of confusion, right out of the Uniform Commercial Code and right out of antiquity, give you a little bit of a background, about three paragraphs worth. Now we're looking at a case where the justice is going to have to rule on this particular situation where Troop versus St. Louis Union Trust Company are involved in a confusion matter in regards to who owns what oil and where, and how should they deal with it. Again, this is a Justice Scheinemann decision. The doctrine of confusion of goods has been a part of English and American law for continuous centuries. It applies to any type of goods of such uniformity that after mixing, there is no possibility of identification of the component parts. If the proportionate parts are not ascertainable, equity will declare the innocent party owner of the whole. And again, underline that equity, the three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity. Equity will declare the innocent party owner of the whole. And when the commingling is proved, the burden of going forward with evidence to show the correct proportions is on the party who commingled. That bread-making factory, they need to bring out their recipe and see how much genetically modified soy material is in that loaf of bread, as opposed to all that great amount of wheat. In the absence of such proof, he bears the whole loss. This appears to be the first case in a court of review in this state involving the doctrine as applied to oil. We hold that oil is a type of uniform substance to which the doctrine applies. In other words, you pour oil from four different wells, I guess, crude oil, from four different wells in proximity, all light, sweet crude. You dump it all in a big 55-gallon drum, stir it up. Whose oil is whose? We hold that oil is a type of uniform substance to which the doctrine applies. It has been so applied in other states. We cite only one of these cases, which bears some resemblance to this case, Stone versus Marshall Oil Company. In that case, the plaintiff owned one-fourth of the gas on one lease, which the defendant had commingled with the gas from 18 other wells. The master applied the doctrine in question and of net proceeds awarded one-fourth of the total to the plaintiff. The trial court sustained exceptions and required a computation with the limitations that all doubts be resolved in favor of the plaintiff. This rule was reversed by the Court of Review, which held the master was correct. That plaintiff should have his fraction of the entire amount. We conclude that the decree properly awarded one-fourth of the commingled oil to Rust, less the expenses properly charged. The decree is affirmed in all respects. Decree affirmed. That's the whole deal. Maybe it cost him $100,000, maybe it cost him $250,000 to take this to court, but this is what they finally get back. This is their letter, and their decree was affirmed of the previous court. So it raises a rather interesting question in some regard, insofar as that in this process, in this decision of the court, is revealed that the court looked not only to the evidence, you know, as we say, you show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence, but also they go back to other cases, and they dredge up other opinions to see how other justices have ruled, and then they base their opinions upon that. That's largely the work of in a law office, if my understanding is correct, of a legal research assistant, or they probably have some special name for the hat they wear, but it's a researcher, a young attorney, who goes through all the case law and studies it all up. And again, this textbook is handy because it produces and provides the case right there as an example to the text, so you don't have to go have a law library or run out to try and find one. But it really brings up a question. Now, as you can well imagine, being on the radio and putting out my address and things like that on a regular basis, and I always have. Back in when I was on air in 2005, I did the same thing. I'm not afraid of the world. I'll give you my address. If there's something that you want to send to me, I'll get it and be thankful for it. But someone sent me a pamphlet years ago. I probably had it since 2005. Do courts have lawmaking powers? This by a John Baptist Cotmayor Jr. And it's a Save a Patriot Fellowship, and I'll just read the beginning. It says, Statement of Purpose for the Save a Patriot Fellowship. The SAP Fellowship is a national organization of your fellow American patriots. We've joined together to resist the illegal actions of the Internal Revenue Service and other government agencies who would attempt to deceive the public. We do not advocate or condone unlawful resistance, protest, or other like actions. We do not tolerate illegal threats, intimidations, or acts of violence, and we're not going to take it lying down anymore. The fellowship has researched and developed legal defensive weapons to protect our liberty and property, capital L, capital P there. And then they say, face it, bureaucrats keep the multitudes in line by fear. They use the news media to plant stories suggesting that resistance is useless and reprisal is swift and financially painful. These quote-unquote reminders and a lifetime of conditioning makes it difficult for most people to take the first breakaway step. However, the SAP Fellowship members know that the alternative is unthinkable. There's only one totally logical answer, a fellowship that gives the patriot insurance-like protection to save a patriot. Anyway, if you want to find out more about it, I did not check this website before the broadcast, but you might see if it's still up there. It's just simply www.save-ace-patriot.org. Save-patriot.org. Save a patriot with hyphens in there. .org. But then it says, starts this way. Do courts have lawmaking powers? So we see right here in this Troop versus Lewis Union, Troop versus St. Louis Union Trust Company, that based upon the decision of the court, others will base their actions. And so in some regard, that's judge-made law. This is, they're coming up with a precept here, a principle in law, and others will act upon it. So the question that these people at Save a Patriot Fellowship ask is, do courts have lawmaking powers? You know, we have, or ostensibly do it, should have, in our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, a separations of powers doctrine. This is not the same as the confusion that arises when we talk about the separation of church and state. Far from it. You've got the church in the mind, and you've got the state in the other mind. It's not a separation of church and state. You can't possibly do that. But what they talk about there is there'll be no established religion. In other words, our ancestors were looking back at England and elsewhere in Europe, and they didn't want to have an established church in the United States like the Anglican Church or the Catholic Church. We weren't going to establish it, but there's no way to separate church from state. Why? Well, because all of the representatives come with their bundle of beliefs. And so whether you have a Baptist hat on or whether you have a Mormon hat on, it's your hat and you're representing the people in your area, your district, and you're going to come equipped with whatever it is that you've got in your heart. There's no possibility that you can separate church from state. If you're a moral man and you got your morals from some religious organization, you'll carry that with you wherever you go. If you're amoral or immoral, you'll bring that as well. But anyway, do courts have lawmaking powers? Well, in the separation of powers doctrine, we're supposed to have the judicial branch, an executive branch, and a legislative branch, and it's the legislative branch that is the lawmaker, the lawgiver. So it's a valid question. Do courts have lawmaking powers? Recent Supreme Court decisions demanded the publication of this booklet, they write. If the actions of the courts, both state and federal, are not corrected, individual liberties will soon be a thing of the past. And this was written some time ago. It may be in the past already. The problem within the courts has been growing for the past 186 years and cannot be allowed to go any further. It is the belief of this writer that if the information contained within this paper is disseminated and digested by God-fearing patriotic Americans, proper actions will follow to abate this desperate problem. Do courts have lawmaking powers? This was copyrighted in 2005. So the year that I received it, it was probably fresh off the press. For all Americans who love liberty and are not willing to give it up for the false promise of peace and security, they dedicate this book, Do Courts Have Lawmaking Powers? It starts out this way. There have been hundreds of books and articles written complaining about how the Supreme Court of the United States and courts in general are taking away our freedoms. The news media constantly tells us that the court has long standing in making such rulings, which are reported to have the power to limit our freedoms for the sake of our safety. Intelligent men educated in our law schools and occupying the executive branches of both state and federal governments enforce these court rulings without question. I've watched this process with astonishment for the past 58 years. The enemies of the American way of life have successfully achieved the undermining of our constitutionally secured rights since the war between the states. They have done this by taking advantage of or even instigating an emotional issue that divides segments of the population. Once again, it's this spirit of division that creeps in. Well, we'll pick it up with his writings on the other side. Then we're going to go into Sir Edward Coke and The Ideal Element of Law by Roscoe Powell.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we returned once again, and you know how many times have you or perhaps somebody that you know made the statement, you know, somebody got to do something. Somebody got to do something about that. Boy, we really need to do something about that. Well, it's kind of the direction that this author is pointing in this opening, the way that we got involved and got all the trouble that we've got upon us because we keep looking to others to do something rather than taking action ourselves. But here, they say this emotional issue merely camouflages the real purpose for the public acceptance of the court-made law. The news media stirs up so much controversy over these emotional issues that the authority for the court to make such a ruling is not questioned. Or if it is questioned, those questioning the court's authority are drowned out by the touting of the emotional issue itself. It's always emotions, you know. How do you feel about this? The media treats the ruling as necessary to right a civil wrong, and it is taken for granted that the court has the authority to settle such a crisis. This process has slowly caused the acceptance of the unlawful diminishing of our rights in favor of the police powers of the government, both state and federal, supposedly to protect our health, our safety, and our moral environment. This court interference with cultural matters in our everyday lives has advanced to the point where there is now a public outcry of judicial tyranny. And boy, don't we hear about it. The proclamation within the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, gave birth to the American principles of individual liberty, with the emphasis on individual, not the collective, not the community. Boy, I hate it when these guys are talking about all the success they're having in the communities, free communities. Thus, as stated within the Declaration, the only lawful function of government is the protection of life and property. This premise is the basis and the mandate of the United States Constitution. Our federal government has enumerated powers given to it by the Constitution and lacks authority to do anything outside those enumerated powers. Remember that the federal union is a compact between the states. And in a republic, all of the power resides with the people. All other power not so enumerated resides within the citizens themselves, as described within the 9th and the 10th Amendments of the United States Constitution. In the federal courts, there are two sources of authority found within the United States Constitution. One is in Article 3, Section 1, which states, to wit, the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may, from time to time, ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Why have we forgotten that? When they misbehave, it's time to take them behind the woodshed, as Al Anthony says, and give them a good dusting. And shall, at stated times, receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. The other is found in Article 1, Section 8, giving Congress the power to establish such inferior courts. Clause 9, to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court. And the authors continue and say, notice that the Constitution creates the Supreme Court and enumerates its powers. And this is precisely what the Constitution is all about. As Aristotle says, in a republic, the Constitution is the government. Well, the governments have gone awry, or that all governments are bad, or that there's never been a good government. It's just that people refuse to follow these constitutions, especially in republics. Continuing here, he says the executive branch has veto power over the Congress, except that two-thirds of both houses of Congress can override the veto. Lots of checks and balances here. The executive branch also has the power to appoint all federal jurists with the consent of the Senate. The extent of Supreme Court's power is described in Article 3 of Section 2, and it continues. But he goes through a whole bunch of stuff in this little pamphlet, and he makes a very cogent argument questioning whether or not the courts have lawmaking powers. We may come back to that at another time. But let's go over here and take a look at something out of The Ideal Element of in Law by Roscoe Pound. He writes this, but this is a statement of the judicial process, or is it rather one of the administrative process? This is very important as he is starting to work through. I don't know if many of you know who Roscoe Pound was. But Roscoe Pound was quite the jurist. Let's see if I can find when this was originally published. He lived from 1870 to 1964, and this was originally published in Calcutta, the University of Calcutta, in 1958, The Ideal Element of Law. He's talking about the administrative process. Of course, we had the Administrative Procedures Act. You look that up in your browser. The administrative official has a policy to enforce. So we have the lawgivers and the lawmakers. They're making law. And the Federal Reserve, they're making monetary policy. The Congress makes fiscal policy. But we have these administrative officials. I heard a broadcast the other day on another network praising Franklin Delano, the card-carrying communist Rothfeld, as the great hero, the great champion of America. But certainly the alphabet soup of government agencies that he unleashed upon us have completely destroyed this country, in my opinion. He looks upon the administrative official as a policy to enforce. He looks upon his problems in the light of that policy and endeavors to effectuate the policy so far as the law will let him. No doubt he'll form an idea of the appropriate determination, shape the facts to it, and seek to find how to work his predetermined solution into the legal limits of his authority, predetermined outcomes. This is the Delphi process. Consensus building, obtaining public buy-in. Yesterday, I was harassed at the door by one of the first visits of the census. people. And in our last, and only have received it within the last few days, electric cooperative electric bill, there's a little flyer, an insert here, and it says it's in our hands, Barry Electric Cooperative members, as if it was in our hands. In other words, the census documents are in our hands or something, or it's in our hands with the Barry Electric Cooperative members to bring this census to pass. And it says safe, easy, and important. Census 2010, April the 1st. But in micro print and in a graphic down at the right-hand corner, where a little girl is riding her bicycle along a gravel road in the same color printing as the gravel road, such as to make it almost impossible to see, you find this, oa.mo.gov/mocensus. Well, what is that OA? That's some of the stuff I had on my browser that had to be set aside for today when the computer locked up. But what I wanted to basically show you there in all of that is that even though and ostensibly the U.S. Census is a U.S. thing and it comes out of Article 1 of the Constitution, this idea of the administrative agencies obfuscates, clouds, and corrupts these basic fundamental principles laid out in the Constitution. Yes, the census is so that we can apportion correctly the number of representatives that we return both in our House and in the U.S. Senate, but they have morphed into this data mining thing, and they're in bed with FEMA, SEMA, the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not just alliteratively, but actually. They're all in bed on this thing. And so, you know, pay attention. That's all I can say. I'm certainly paying attention, seeing what I can find out. We read everything. We listen to anyone. Believe nothing until we can prove it in our own research. Again, no doubt he, this is this administrative official, will form an idea of the appropriate determination, shape the facts to it. You see how he's working those words? He's really being very revealing here. No doubt he will form an idea of the appropriate determination, then shape the facts to it, and seek to find how to work his predetermined solution into the legal limits of his authority. But cases do not come to a court in that way. When we come back, we're going to talk about how cases come to an appellate court, just as we'd found in the previous segment. Stay with us. Be right back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty.
Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, firing up our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, we began a study of law, which we're going to continue here in the second hour. And not from the standpoint necessarily that we're trying to learn procedure, not that we're giving legal advice, just kind of giving a broad brush strokes at this huge and enormous area of competence understood as law. Law. Law and order. The whole idea of law is to create an ordered society, bringing order out of chaos, getting all the cattle and the beasts in the field to march along the path in get back to the milk barn at the right time of day, kind of an idea, so that we can be bled for everything that we have anyway. And we just started into a little bit here from The Ideal Element in Law by Roscoe Pound, and he's talking about later forms of juristic realism, and again, not from the standpoint of getting ready to go to court, but just trying to get an idea, get a handle on just what all is this law that's going on around us. You know, there are many other people out there, Randy Kelton and many others, and Steve Skidmore, if I said that correctly, Steve, I hope I did, and others on this network as well, that teach on some of the nuances. I don't do any of that. I'm kind of a jurisprude. I study the history of law. But cases do come, but cases do not come to a court, Roscoe Pound writes here, in that way. In an appellate court, in other words, an appeal, and that's what we read in this decision, Troop versus St. Louis Union Trust Company, this was an appeal made to an appellate court, and the appellate court, looking at the decision of the court, the lower court, they affirmed the lower court's decision, and so it was maintained, it was affirmed. In an appellate court, the case comes before the judges on a record in which the facts have been found in the verdict of a jury or by the findings of a trial judge in a decree or upon trial without a jury, where the case in a court of first instance, if there is a trial to a jury, the issues of fact are settled in advance by the pleadings, and the trial judge must instruct the jury as to the legal result of finding each issue one way or the other. He may put special questions to the jury as to the details of fact. If the case is in equity, very likely the facts will be found by a master in chancery. A master in chancery. I'll stop right there, and we go right back over to this court case here, and we find, and again, this was in 1960, these words in that appellate decision, the master applied the doctrine in question. So that is an indication that we're dealing in equity, and it says so right up above. There is no possibility of identification of the component parts. If the proportionate parts are not ascertainable, equity will declare. All right, so we're in a court of equity here, or at least we're looking at it from the standpoint of equity. Again, if the case is in equity, very likely the facts will be found by a master in chancery. You pays your money, you take your chance. And his findings confirmed upon exceptions before the judge comes to consider and apply the law. But where the case is tried to the court without a jury, in any event, the issues of fact will be defined by the pleadings, or in the most recent American practice, in pretrial proceedings, and the court will be required to make findings of fact and separate findings of the law applicable thereto. Just moving forward our knowledge little by little by little, learning the language of law.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, again, my name is William Roberts. And at this time, we need to welcome all of the audiences that have just joined in to us, our AM and FM affiliates. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan. Thank you very much for carrying Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences and all those out there in the terrestrial radio land. Good morning and welcome to our broadcast. Now, in the first hour of today's broadcast, which you can access off the archives, the Become Vocal Local show archives, which you can find at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. In the first hour of today's broadcast, we just started in on a little bit more a continuation of our general study in law. And before I proceed any further, let me just say it in this way. Part of what I'm hoping to achieve in all of these broadcasts as we forge one more link each and every day to this long chain that we're going to need to have ready and at hand to bind down our tyrannical and despotic government and bring it back into line with our constitutional precepts. In each of these broadcasts, what I hope to do is to be able to help to wean you from this reliance imposed by the media and the academia and your church, everybody and everybody, this over-reliance on experts say, experts that said. Because so often when we just accept the things that we've heard, we're led further and further from truth, and we need to find the truth. And so, if we're going to have any success in our long-held goal of moving into greater and greater amounts of freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control over our lives, we're going to need to be able to discern. Learn to discern, as Hal Anthony says, we need to learn to discern the difference between truth and fallacy. And the best way to do that is to listen with part of your ear, I guess you could say, to experts say, and then learn how to verify, you know, trust but verify, Ronald Reagan, verify things for yourself before you just accept them and then run around and spout them off, you know. Put them in your email basket and send it out to everybody. Carrying God only knows what computer viruses I picked up yesterday. Anyway, I know I'll be spending the weekend on my computer now that I have been infected. So, back to the discussion. If we were talking not about law but about architecture, we would proceed in much the same fashion. Each of the various specialties in our pluralistic society, this division of labor, each of them have developed their own specialized language and skills, with which, as we've stated before, they wall themselves in behind a barrier of language and skills, and then they hang their little shingle out, and they charge every unsuspecting fly that walks past their web for their specialized knowledge. This is the mystery religions. I mean, we could just go right into the ceremonies of the constituent conclaves as approved by the United Grand Imperial Congress of Knights of the Red Cross of Constantine, or Morals and Dogma, or any of the other materials that I have at hand. But we would find exactly the same thing. The mystery religions always wall themselves in behind this wall of obfuscatory language. And in law, it's exactly the same. And they have both practice and procedure here. And we're looking a little bit at procedure, so let's proceed. But where the case is tried to the court without a jury in any event, reading from Roscoe Pound's Forms of Juristic Realism in his book titled The Ideal Element in Law. But where the case is tried to the court without a jury in any event, the issues of fact will be defined by the pleadings. Or in the most recent American practice, in pre-trial proceedings, and the court will be required to make findings of fact and separate findings of the law applicable to there too. You got findings of fact, findings of law. And show me the law, show me your facts, show me your evidence, and proceed from there. There was a time in some American states when inadequately staffed courts of review with crowded dockets badly in arrear left many cases to be decided by single judges in a hurry, and the administrative method was often employed. But it was reprobated and has never been the received method in the common law world. So we're moving back and forth, blending between equity and common law, understanding that. And he continues and he writes, we must never ignore the power of ideas. The power of ideas. One of these days I'll drag out Albert Venn Dicey's work, and we'll talk about opinion and how opinion shapes law and legislation again. But here, we must never ignore the power of ideas. Go all the way back to Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, Thucydides, all that, the idea. He's almost made a god, but it's the idea of reason. It's what the mind of man can, whatever the mind of man can perceive, he can achieve. It's the long-held desire to become little g gods, god-men walking on the planet. But we must never ignore the power of ideas. And as we've discovered in our study of property, that if... a man's life, and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property, and that freedom could be defined as 100% control of your property 100% of the time, 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time, then we can understand how important it is to not ignore the power of ideas, because out of the mind of man, his ideas prompt all of his actions, and it is from those ideas that prompted actions that become all of his property. Continuing from Pound here, in jurisprudence, we are dealing ultimately with what ought to be. Key word, underline, highlight it there, ought. Ought and ought not. What ought to be. Not coulda, woulda, shoulda, but what ought or ought not be. We are seeking, and this is in jurisprudence, we are dealing ultimately with what ought to be. Roscoe Pound's no dummy, but it's very influential, by the way. Ideas of, we are seeking to attain and maintain the ideal relation among men. And again, out of a book titled The Ideal Element in Law. And so we come across ideas and ideals often in this work of Pound's. But we are seeking to attain and maintain the ideal relation among men. That's what law is all about, what government is all about, a well-ordered society. We needn't live in a Hobbesian Leviathan state where all men are constantly at war with all men. The ideal relation among men is one where we have order. And so order out of chaos ought not be a frightening concept. You try and make a little bit of order out of the chaos in your house on Saturday morning, don't you, with all the dishes piled up at the end of the week and laundry stacked here and there and yard work to do and so on and so forth. Each of us have a government, whether we admit it or not. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point
branded slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And before we go any further in this unraveling this great Gordian knot known as law, your calls are certainly welcome at 866-841-1065. And let's go to Brian in Arizona calling in this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Well, I heard a rumor from one of the largest gas haulers in the country. They haul the gas back and forth, that Yellow Freight is about to go out of business, and that UPS and FedEx are gearing up to take over a lot of their work. Have you heard this?
No, I surely haven't.
Well, there's a company. They're a bunch of billionaires that own it. They drill oil and gas wells, and nobody wants to tank gas back and forth from the supplier to the gas station because your insurance, it goes through the roof. Because if you hit a gas truck, you got a bunch of dead people in a big fire. So this guy's self-insured, and from what I heard, he's probably the only, if not the largest, hauler of fuel from the refinery or from the local tanks to the actual Circle K, 7-Eleven, or wherever they're taking it to. And they have inside information that Yellow Freight's going under, and it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me because Aero Trucking went out in December, and, you know, that was, nobody thought that was coming. And you combine that with what I heard 2 years ago, when my buddy who sold his pool company for $35 million, the people lost it, and he bought it back for $4 million. About the time he sold it, shortly after, this guy says, I'm in the trucking business. You do not know how bad it is going to get in America. I go, what do you mean? I said, I'm still making $1,200 a day and $2,500 on Saturdays. I got $300,000 a year coming in. My business is great. He says, you do not have any idea how bad it is going to get. He said, we feel it first. He said, that's all I'm going to say. You just watch it. And he was absolutely right. There are guys out in Arizona who fix power Honda mowers, chainsaws, things that poor people do in landscaping do not want to go. They don't want to go buy a new $700 snapper or Honda mower. They want to get it fixed. These Mexicans out here, what's happening is this guy's off 80%. In an age where fixing things, you should be busy as can be because the tranny places are snowed under. You can't hardly get a transmission done out here for 3 days to a week because everybody's keeping their car and they're not changing their fluid. But when a small engine repair guy is down 80%, thank God his location's free and clear or he would have been under already.
Well, one of the things I know about that, Brian, is that when you get involved in these repair business, and I'm a Foley Bell Saw certified small engine and chainsaw repair guy, kind of did it as self-defense so that I could learn how to take care of my own equipment. I wasn't dependent upon the other fellows. But one of the things that I discovered in all of that was that John and Joe Average actually are quite competent in fixing up their own chainsaws and their own lawnmowers, etc. The only people that I knew of that really were interested in shopping that sort of stuff out were, number one, the elderly, the incompetent, or two, the people that were in business where they could actually write off the cost of repairs. But when we have more and more people, thousands and thousands, millions and millions unemployed, who's going to be interested in hiring Gonzalez Brothers Landscaping to come and take care of their lawns? I mean, they would rather just let the weeds grow.
Well, yes, you're right, but there's also people out there that own service businesses who were taking in $1,200 a day who bought two of everything, and they said, well, when one goes, because those people, it's not that they're incompetent, it's because if their time is worth say, a couple hundred dollars an hour, why would they fiddle for something that they can take to some guy and pay $35 an hour to and have it fixed? They go out and they buy two of everything. That way, when one of them breaks, they don't need to go get certified and spend days and days of their time. They're out churning $1,200 a day, and they're taking it to the guy for $35 an hour and letting him fix it and letting him make money, and they're smarter to do that because their time is worth more somewhere else. Now, you do get a lot of elderly people who do that, but you get a lot of Mexicans, and a lot of these tools take specialized, you get into them, and they look easy, but they take a lot of specialized tools. And what happens is you wind up with such a learning curve pulling these things apart. And even if you are highly competent and a genius with an IQ of 138, okay, with street smarts of 950, sometimes you get into such tedious stuff, you find a chance to say, you know what, for $38 an hour, I'm going to take it to the guy on the corner and let him deal with it. I'm going to have three of them maybe. That way if two of them break, I still got another one. And I'm still money ahead. So it all depends upon how you look at incompetence and what your time is worth. Anyway, let's move to another subject. Infowars.com had something on there where the Indonesians are out in the streets with spears because they bailed out $700 million worth of bankers. They're out literally clashing with the police with spears. And we have one lousy guy shooting at the Pentagon, and he can only injure two people. What the heck's wrong? I hope he put the fear of God into the Pentagon. I hope there's a little fear of God into the IRS. And I tell you the next thing that's going to happen. One of these politicians, something's going to happen to one of them, I bet you. There's some kook out there somewhere in Kansas State who's going to get fed up, and he's going to go after it. Now they're shooting at people at the Pentagon. The next thing you're going to see, I bet you, is one of these politicians have something happen to him, and then there's going to be the fear of God. A buddy of mine and I were just talking about this the other day, and he brought this fact up to me. He said, eventually, somebody's going to blow a fuse somewhere. Somebody's going to lose a business out in the middle of nowhere. They're going to borrow enough money to get gas in their tank, to go to their local politician's office, and that's going to be it. And you know what?
Let's just hope that people are able to maintain some semblance of order. But it's inevitable, Brian. I think you're very, very correct in that. Everybody gets to a different length, their rope, and they get to the end quicker than others will. We'll see more and more of that. And I'm confident that's why NORTHCOM and FEMA and everybody else in SEMA and the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation program have been going through all of the work that they've been doing. They're preparing for it. They know it's coming. But really good points as always, Brian. I'm going to move along to the next caller, but I appreciate your calling in. Good information as always. And let's bring up our next caller here and go to Rob in Colorado. Good morning, Rob. Let's see, excuse me. Let's try this one more time here, and let's mute that one. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
You talking to me?
Yes, I am. Rob McNeely in Colorado, is that correct?
Yeah, no, Fritz in Missouri calling.
Well, somebody's gone into our phone box here and messed around names. Well, good morning, Fritz. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, That thing never works. I've heard my name called when I wasn't even, you know, on the telephone. I've heard my name come up on that screen before. But listen, I got a great announcement this morning. I'll keep it short because I didn't bring my bag of wind with me this morning.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm in a position now to offer a catalog, an archive of your 2009 Oracle broadcasts on a single DVD. And you have a copy now. We've communicated.
Absolutely, and it is absolutely a stellar performance. Not only does it have a very professional label on it, but as I have mentioned on the air, I went in and I went through the various and sundries. All of the links seem to open and run perfectly, and I'm so glad that you were able to get the archive description page in there on that same DVD.
Okay, well, I've got all my ducks in a row. I talked to Doug Owen this week because I wanted to make sure that this was an official, or that I had his blessing. I'm not stepping on anyone's toes here in terms of copyrights and so on.
Hold on right there, Fritz. We're going into a break, and we'll pick you up right after this break. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Okay.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and our caller, Fritz from Missouri, is informing us, folks. And if you haven't accessed the archives to this show, I really encourage you to do so. And Fritz has performed a very valuable service for myself and all of our listeners by putting all of the last year's archives on one DVD disc, which is an amazement to me that they all fit there. But he has, including the show archive description, which will make it very easy for you to be able to obtain all of the broadcasts in one file where you can save it and set it aside. Now listen, folks. When William Cooper was shot, a lot of people, myself included, scrambled to get copies of his past broadcasts. You never know how long a broadcast will be on air. Maybe this morning my computers would have gone out completely and I don't have the funds to replace them. And so if you do value the content that you get, I have a non-commercial free speech platform here. I don't make anything from the broadcast. I don't sell any products. So if you want to take advantage of this, let's go right back to Fritz. And Fritz, tell us what you have developed.
Well, as I said, I talked to Doug Owen this week and got his blessing, and I have your blessing. And the other day, UPS showed up with my blank DVDs, and I buy a high-quality DVD with a printable surface on it, and I print a six-color, or I use a six-color printer and print a label on the surface so it's real professional-looking, and I'll put it in a jewel case and a bubble pack off to you. And I've created a Gmail account called, and get your pencil ready, show.archive@gmail.com. I couldn't get BVL Archive for some reason. They wouldn't let me have that. But show.archive@gmail.com. And if you send a note over there, and I'll return instructions as to how to obtain this, but basically you're going to have to send me a fin in the mail, and then your address, and I'll send this off to you. It's not a mass production situation. It's a one at a time, and I live way out in the country, so I got to drive that thing into the post office and put it in a bubble pack and mail it to you. Half the cost is practically the shipping.
Absolutely.
And
show.archive@gmail.com. And I'm going to post that in today's archive note, folks, so that if you didn't get it, it goes by you. And I'll repeat it again towards the end of the broadcast. But that's fantastic. And so anybody that wants to get a copy, this is a way that you can do it. Just send a request to Fritz. He's in Missouri here. show.archive@gmail.com. And you can start the process and get this DVD disc with all of our Become Vocal Local archives on it heading in your direction. Really a great effort, Fritz, and I thank you so much for taking the time to do it.
Oh, hey, okay, no problem. I hope you and me it lasts longer than Bill Cooper did.
I surely do. I certainly do. It was a real shame. It was a bad day in my life, definitely.
I had to go over this in my head many times, whether I wanted to do this or not, for that very reason.
Well, it makes good sense, you know, and I remorse at the idea that all of the hours that I've done on the Republic Broadcasting Network are no longer available. Fortunately, I do have those on a thumb drive, which I still haven't put on a disc, but I am trying to do what I can do to protect the archives so that they're available for whatever in the future. But again, I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we could talk about that thumb drive, but, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I went to Revolution, and I'm having trouble getting those archives at Revolution. Do you have to be a member there?
Because
if I could get them, I would put them. I would.
I'm not
they're,
sure.
They're not coming down. And they're.
Okay, I'm not sure whether you do or not, but I can send make an inquiry on that, and then I can get back to you on it. We'll see if we can't get you.
I'm clicking on links. They're taking me to a Google advertisement when I click on links there. So maybe if we could look into that, maybe that's something we could, you know, put on the future burner. So I'll let you go now, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And let's go ahead now and go live to our caller from California. I believe a caller from California. Don't know. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's California. I'm in L.A.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. And I just want to say that's a really good idea because, you know, whenever I do get your show, you're always putting out really good information. Like, I'm always getting busted or going to court for this and that. And, like, some of the shows that you've done are just really, because, like, I was going pro per and just, like, you're going through showing how all the court processes work. And it's just, like, I would pay just for the description because I can get all the things on the iTunes and everything, too. But it's just, like, the descriptions are really good. It's good that he did that for you and, I'll definitely get out of them. I think it was showarchive@gmail.com, right?
That's correct. Show.archive@gmail.com.
Cool.
And
I found this news story on.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just saying, I found this news story this morning where they're basically trying to, like, make us all. The title of the news story was. Let me see. It was basically saying that the 9/11 truth, the guy who went and shot up the Pentagon yesterday was like some 9/11 truther, I guess, and was posting stuff on the internet about how, what was the guy's name? Some CIA, how the CIA was shipping in drugs and how he was going to expose it, and then all this, he was basically saying, like, he went and killed all these people so that he can draw attention to the bombings of 9/11.
And, well, you know, we're going to see, like I mentioned to Brian from Arizona, this is unfortunately, you know, where we're going to head. And as I mentioned as well, we're going to have to always, we've got to run our antennas all the way up. Our power of discernment has to be red hot because, you know, you're going to have a Joe Stack and then you're going to have a lone nut shooter and then you're going to have this and that. People are frustrated. They ought to be frustrated. People are angry. They ought to be angry. I mean, Greece is, the communist factions in Greece are going ballistic. They're occupying buildings. They're going in and actually taking over the buildings. This is what happened in Berserkly in the free speech movement and the anti-Vietnam War movement, where the communist infiltration, the socialists there, the young students, Democratic Social Students, SDS and the Weathermen, I'll just say it that way, they occupy buildings, you know. The street demonstrations were powerful demonstrations. I mean, I remember being in demonstrations where you had a line of police with riot shields, plexiglass from floor to ceiling, and standing behind them, they got, you know, batons and tear gas and 12-gauge, you know, short barrel shotguns. These guys, you know, they were there. They were dressed for war. Most of them were World War II and early Vietnam War veterans. Some of them, and they weren't dressed in the black. They weren't Darth Vader in those days. This is like we're talking about police blues. In the summertime, they wear short sleeves, and they got suntans and big arms. But, you know, we're coming back into this time again. It's going to be civil unrest, no doubt about it. So, you know, we're going to see it ramp up. The police and military are ready to move on us. And so people are going to have to, we just have to watch, look at every news article very carefully. Look for the infiltrators, the agent provocateur. They're going to be in there. They're going to be demonizing everybody that they can because they need to use the media and the propaganda mills to generate a division between those that are willing to go along to get along and those that have had simply enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I agree. And I wish that we would have protests where we'd need the police to come out in their Darth Vader uniforms, but it's like we don't even have people come out and get upset about this stuff anymore. It's just like,
well, there are
kind of used to it.
There are people who are actually becoming vocal local, but there are also people who are actually protesting, but it doesn't get very much media coverage. And so unless it gets out on YouTube or somebody can leak some kind of a word out or get it posted on the Internet, a lot of these things, I believe, right now are just going undercover. They're going under the radar. They're just treated like an angry man or some kind of a little incident. You know, if they can contain it quickly and put a lid on it, happen in the middle of the night or something like that, you'll never hear about it. But fortunately for us, with the Internet and all the talk radios that's out there, we should be able to hear about these things and break these news stories just like you are.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, these people are—they're not going to want to get involved because, I mean, look at how they're painting us in the media. It's like, oh, if you look into this stuff, or if you're a protester, if you're active, like, look at these people—they're all wackos, and they go out and fly their planes into government buildings and go shoot up. And then all of this story is really bizarre. I guess like he shot these guys point blank range and he only grazed them.
Well,
like,
you know,
medical marijuana enforcement in California. Like, I mean, all sorts—he's all over the place. I mean, just.
Well, this is one of those stories where we would really need to know all of the ins and outs. I'm getting Skype messages here where they're questioning whether or not this fellow was a Pentagon employee. He knew the protocol. He was using the protocol, and instead of pulling out a pass, he pulled out, reportedly a handgun. And can you have two targets close to you and miss? Sure, you can. There's a lot of people that are crappy shooters. I'm a dreadful shot when I shoot, and I don't mean dreadful as in poor. I mean dreadful as in five in the black in 3 seconds, that sort of stuff. But yeah, there are some people that can't hit the broadside of a barn. They're not trained in a handgun. So you got six of one and a half a dozen of the other, Chris. But good points as always. And I'm gonna let you go now, and we'll go on to the balance of the broadcast. But thanks for calling in.
Of the
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms one show at a time.
We have returned in the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. I do appreciate the calls received this morning. Good information, good conversation, good dialogue. And also, I'll repeat again, I can see my email box is rapidly filling up. If you want to get a hold of Fritz in Missouri and get a copy of the Become Vocal Local DVD disc that has all of the audio files for all of the broadcasts done since I've been on Oracle up through the end of December, December 31st, all of 2009 broadcasts, just send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. Fritz will get back to you and let you know how you can go ahead and proceed. I think he said a fin, which I think that's $5. And if you're going to get a DVD with all discs, that's a high-capacity disc. If you're going to get a disc that has all of the broadcasts for an entire year on it, plus the show archives description page, for $5, you ain't going to get you can't touch that anyplace. So I'm very pleased and flattered that he did this, and it's a service to you, and it's a service to me. I'm not in this for money. I receive no compensation. Don't want it either in any way, shape, or form. This is my gift of love to you and for our country. So back to the discussion here. And closing this out, we won't have time for a reference to Sir Edward Coke on this matter, but there's still more summary material here that I'll share with you out of The Ideal Element in Law, Roscoe Pound. And these books, by the way, And I'm hoping, I'm still in trying to gain these people as a sponsor for Oracle, but the Liberty Fund books, and this is one of their excellent books. These are a cut above any of the books that you might find in paperback. This is a college binding. It's an excellent publication. You can find them at Liberty Fund, Inc., up on the Internet. Just browse it, put it in your Google dog pile or web ferret, and they have e-books as well. This is Good History. These are excellent old books that have been brought back to life again. And this, from Roscoe Pound, we must not ignore the power of ideas again. In jurisprudence, we're dealing ultimately with what ought to be. We're seeking to attain and maintain the ideal relation among men. Ideas of what is affect ideas of what ought to be and vice versa. Ideas of what ought to be are apt to be idealized of what we take it is. Remember William Jefferson Clinton? It all depends on what is. These are languages, the language of law. If you want to find out more about procedure, if you're involved in some kind of one of these pro se, if you're a pro se litigant, you want to find out about procedure, you can go to Thomas Publishing or West Publishing. Type in West Publishing, law, and then your state. And you probably will come up with their website that will list all of the various, you could get civil procedures and criminal procedures, books that are published by attorneys for attorneys. Read the real meal deal. You know, you can go third party, fourth party, visit the law mongers and get their interpretation, or you can get the stuff that the lawyers use. And those books are not very expensive. Sometimes $30, maybe $40. You put it up against going to visiting with an attorney, and that starts to become very affordable in a hurry. But dropping down a little further here, it says, we should make our picture of what ought to be from our achievements rather than from our failures. We should make our picture of what ought to be from our achievements rather from our failures. We should look at, I'll just jumping away from his text, we should look at our government from the standpoint of what ought to be and our achievements as opposed to what our failures are. Yes, this government has been infiltrated. It's been embedded. It has a virus in it, just like I have a virus in my computer this morning. But we should make our picture of what ought to be from our achievements rather than from our failures. We focus on the positive, the pure, the powerful, and the positive, as opposed to all of the negatives and the ain't it awful and malaise and all of that. It is a strange kind of liberalism that would return to absolute rule because of an assumed futility of attempts at elimination of the features of arbitrary exercise of the powers of politically organized society, which it had been the job of liberalism to oppose from the beginning. We talk about liberalism versus conservatism. This country was founded by philosophical radicals. They were the liberals of their day. And yet, the conservatives rail on and on. They may be the Tories. You would think you were a conservative. They may have been the Tories. They supported the Crown and Parliament assembled in an established church, the Anglican Church of England. But when they wrote these documents, they were coming from a liberal or reasonable or rational or a what ought to be perspective. In one generation, what is considered liberal in the following generation will be considered conservative. And here, Roscoe Pound is exposing that to us. Political absolutism assumes the Superman leader will be all-wise and hence will always know what the general good demands and how to use his unlimited powers to that end, the Superman leader. Oh yeah, super-duper Superman. It assumes that he will not only know how to use them towards the general good, but will habitually and steadfastly so use them. And what is the purpose of government if not towards the general good? It's not quite the same as the perversion of the greatest good of the greatest number. That itself comes out of the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham. Continuing, it says, it assumes that he will not only know how to use them toward the general good, but will habitually and steadfastly so use them. In the same way, administrative absolutism assumes that any given administrative agency will be made up of and directed by experts of infallible judgment. I think it was William Penn that wrote, "Men that would not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants." This idea of experts say, we've been indoctrinated by our media and academia to trust the experts even when their hockey stick model points to false conclusions as man-made global warming. Again, in the same way, administrative absolutism assumes that any given administrative agency will be made up of and directed by experts of infallible judgment. They too will always know in what the general good consists and may be relied upon to reach the results which it demands by intuitions or hunches, unhampered by precepts or techniques discovered by experience and developed by reason in advance of determination. The juristic absolutism so widespread today as a reinforcement of administrative absolutism assumes that in the nature of things, it is psychologically impossible for the judicial process to operate objectively and impartially. Hence, the apparatus of rules and principles and conceptions by which men have sought to constrain the process to operate uniformly and predictably and objectively is futile. I read directly out of these books, not to impress you or make you think that, you know, this is a pedantic broadcast. I could paraphrase, but I don't. I let you hear it directly out of the horse's mouth, so to speak, from the best minds in my library, so that you can start to understand that, you know, text language on your handheld device, LOL and all that other stuff, that's one way of communicating, but there is another way. And at the top of this pile, this heap of mankind, people communicate in a method that is far different from that simplistic style. And they're the ones that are actually writing up these reports, and they're the ones that are actually dictating events, and they wrote the Agenda 21, and they hail from the Club of Rome and many other places. And when we encounter law, we need to have our minds enriched by sentence structures and grammatical construction that actually matches or is an equal to the minds of those that wrote those laws, so that you can ferret out the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician and make heads or tails out of what you've read, to be able to discern the meta-language, to be able to decode the symbols inside of the language game that's presented in each of these various pluralistic division of labor parts and pieces of our society. The antagonisms of unions against the antagonisms of workers and so on and so forth. So, I hope as you listen to these broadcasts you get something out of it. I always give my sources. Maybe some of these books will find their way into your library. I hope you have a great weekend. I've got a lot on my plate for the weekend, and I'll be back again on Monday. Thanks for listening. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider.
teamspeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.